Newmarket Aurora MPP Don Gallagher Murphy writes a regular column for Newmarket Today about provincial initiatives and issues impacting our community. As I approach my first anniversary of becoming the MPP for Newmarket Aurora, I cannot help but reflect on the things I have learned from legislative procedures and as parliamentary assistant to the Minister of Health, as well as from sitting on two standing committees. Despite the numerous experiences I am gaining in these roles, my favorite memories of this past year are of spending time in our community, whether it be meeting with a local business and learning about what they do, to visiting with nonprofit organizations to see how I can help, to enjoying time at a local restaurant speaking with the owner, staff and patrons, to participating in the numerous events our community holds to celebrate various occasions. This, to me, is what it means to be your MPP, and it will always remain to be my most important work. On April 28, I had the special privilege of visiting the New Roads Performing Arts Center to see a spectacular production of the Addams Family musical, brought to our local stage by Marquee Theatrical Productions. It was an evening to remember, and I had the special honor of announcing the Ontario Trillium Foundation Resilient Communities Fund grant of more than $145,000 to Marquee Theatrical Productions to help them rebuild and recover from the impacts of COVID-19. I look forward to seeing the exciting endeavors Marquee does next. The end of April saw a spectacular display of community, friendship and dedication with the Nature's Emporium run for Southlake. The 5-kilometer run on April 30 had me exhausted at times, but seeing the smiles and determination on everyone's faces inspired me and my family to finish the run strong. Thanks to everyone who participated and contributed to the run, Southlake Foundation was able to raise more than $330,000, which will go toward leading-edge care at our hospital to make sure they have the tools and equipment needed to do their best work. Congratulations and thank you to everyone who participated in the run. May 1 was a noteworthy beginning to the month that I began by meeting with the team at CAYR Community Connections to hear more about the $12,900 Resilient Communities Fund grant they received from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. In speaking with them, I said and would like to reiterate, for years, CAYR Community Connections has created safe and inclusive spaces for members of our York Region community to access the specialized services and care they need. I cannot wait to see what good things CAYR continues to accomplish with this funding. Later in the day, I was honored to meet with the team at the Newmarket African Caribbean Canadian Association, NACA, to congratulate them on recently receiving a $167,100 Resilient Communities Fund grant from the Ontario Trillium Foundation. NACA has been a pioneer in our riding shift toward meeting the needs of the Black members of our community, and I am so grateful to see that they are receiving the support they deserve. I also had the honor of hosting the Aurora Royal Canadian Legion's viewing of King Charles III's coronation May 6. It was a wonderful bright and early morning spent with fellow community members filled with reverence, good food, and good company. The fascinators and vintage hats were as beautiful as the smiles on everyone's faces. I thank all those who joined me for this momentous historical event and the good people at the Aurora Legion who hosted us. These past few weeks have seen so much joy, including the passing of two incredibly special weeks in our calendars, National Nursing Week and National Police Week. Before May ends, I would like to wish you all a restful and enjoyable Victoria Day, and I look forward to speaking with you again in the summer. Should you have any questions about this update or other provincial matters, my constituency office is available and can be reached at 905-853-9889.